Bob Hazelwood. I'm treasurer of the United Soybean Board, and I'm from Barrington, Kansas.
Bob, let's take a moment. We're here at NAFB Trade Talk in Kansas City, not too far from home.
That's correct. I only live about less than 70 miles from here, so.
Well, let's take a moment and talk about some of the things that USB invest soybean checkoff dollars in. And one of those areas that you can spend some time talking about, new uses. And there are a lot of exciting things happening.
Well, there's a lot of things that are really exciting in new uses. Of course, most people realize that over the years that we've used soy oil and paint and degreasers and just different things. And we always like to talk about the fact that being from Kansas is that K-State just last year put in a new turf in their football stadium that was used a soy-based backing in the process of making it. So we were quite proud to have that in our state. But also one of the new and exciting things that are coming about in this new uses area is that Goodyear is doing some research to use soy oil in their tires, and Brinkstone tires are also using it, trying to do some work in their tires in their farm tire sector. So, you know, we're really, really using soybeans in a lot of different things on the farm. So we raise them and then we use them. So,
as a soybean farmer, how does that make you feel?
I think this makes me feel proud that we are making an effort to do things that are environmentally friendly and sustainable. As we all know, petroleum is a limited product, and at least when we raise soybeans, we can regenerate a new supply every year and use those things.
As a board, how do USB members decide what areas to invest those checkoff dollars?
That's a very good question. In the past, and since I've been on the board, they had areas that they usually funded that and they kind of funded them in a historic level. But starting this coming year, United Soybean Board is going under a new structure. We're going to have a strategic management committee that's going to look at the investments that we make. And we also have some things that we're going to use to let the board member have more input, the individual board member have input on what he feels, and then all that information will be taken together to kind of decide how the checkoff dollars will be invested.
From what you're seeing as a board member, are those checkoff dollars being invested wisely?
Well, I sure hope so. I think they are. I mean, as you, being on the board, you see probably a little better where things are going than maybe the average farmer, and that's why we try to come to these things like this, so we can communicate what we are doing, and we feel that we are invested wisely. So,
when you talk new uses, these products that are coming along, would they be where they're at without that soybean checkoff dollar investment?
I don't think they would. A lot of the companies that are doing investment, they're putting a lot of money there in themselves. This is one thing good about the new uses, is a lot of private sectors put a lot of money in themselves, but they look to the United Soybean Board to help with that investment they make. That over the years, it's been good. I mean, I know that the new uses is a very small amount of the total, soybeans consumed, but as manufacturers look for a more greener or sustainable way to produce a product, they are looking to soybeans, because the oil from soybeans can pretty well replace anything that they were using a petroleum-based product before.
Anything in the pipeline that has you kind of excited?
Well, I mentioned the tires. That's the work that they're doing with Goodyear and Brinkstone that would be a big market for oil there. It just because of the tires. So. And they're having good results with the early tests. So.
Bob, appreciate you being able to spend a few minutes with us.
Thank you.